Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, I'm at the Los Angeles Theater Center in downtown Los Angeles. With me is Evelina Fernandez. She is an award-winning playwright, screenwriter, and actor. And she is also the Associate Artistic Director of the Latino Theater Company. She has written a Mexican trilogy, and her most recent play is The Mother of Henry. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed seeing this production in an historic building here on Spring Street near Fifth Street, converted from a bank.
Yes, this used to be the Security Bank building, built in the 1920s. And in 1985, this building was converted into a theater where the grand lobby is the part of the bank that is the original. And we also have the vault downstairs. But attached to that are the four theater spaces that were originally built in 1985. And that's when the Los Angeles Theater Center was created.
And you have a lot of different plays going, but I saw one that was based in 1968, which was a very tumultuous period, many different things happening with the Vietnam War, with diversity of people trying to be accepted, with people coming from East Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, which had not just the current Mexican-American population, but Jewish population and Italians and Canadians and everybody else that you seem to represent in the play.
Absolutely. I grew up in East Los Angeles, and my mother worked at Sears. I did, too, during the Christmas season when I was a teenager. So Boyle Heights and East Los Angeles was very different back then, much more diverse. The Japanese community, German community. In 1968 was, yes, a very tumultuous year. There was the Vietnam War, of course, the burning of the draft cards when people started protesting the war. There was the Olympics when the black athletes held up their black power signs. There was the massacre in Mexico City of Tlatelolco.
People in outer space.
The space program was just developing. It was the year that a capsule with a man in it orbited the Earth for the very first time. And that all happened in 1968. The following year, 1969, we actually landed on the moon.
And in the background, you actually had some historic footage.
Yes, we have footage of the campaign of Robert Kennedy, also of the Democratic Convention in Chicago, which turned very ugly and violent. There were a lot of people injured in Chicago that year. We have footage of Walter Cronkite, of course, talking about the Vietnam War, and he was the very first journalist to say that, you know, we should leave Vietnam, which was a big deal in the country.
But the play really focused on the characters on the second floor of the Sears building, working on paperwork, their relationships, interpersonal relationships, occasionally at a home where people had to experience different foods, different cultural experiences, and how people reacted to all these events going on in their environment and bigger world outside.
It was a time when people really took opposite positions, very similar to today. Either you were for the war or against the war at that time. In that same year, 1968, Richard Nixon was elected because he promised to end the Vietnam War and because Bobby Kennedy had been assassinated and he wasn't a candidate. It was a very polarizing time because people who went through World War II were super, super patriotic. That was my mom's generation. They were patriotic. They believed in the ideals of the United States of America. So when the young generation went against the Vietnam War, it was a jolt. It was a big jolt to the country, and it was not an easy thing for parents to have teenagers who were burning their draft cards, and they just didn't know how to deal with that. They thought it was unpatriotic. You're supposed to defend your country. You're supposed to go to Vietnam. That's the right thing to do.
You have written so many plays, it's impossible to mention them all. You've received the LA Drama Critics Circle Award for outstanding writing of a world premiere play for a Mexican trilogy. You have received an Ovation nomination, Best Playwright, a GLAAD Media Award for outstanding theater production in Los Angeles, for Ovation Award nominations, very extensive. And you are also currently commissioned by the South Coast Rep, as well as writing for the Emmy-nominated East Los High Seasons 2 and 3. How would you sum up this play, The Mother of Henry?
The Mother of Henry is about a woman who is changed by the events that happen in her life, specifically the Vietnam War and her son being sent to Vietnam. She didn't start out opposing the war, but as time goes on, she opposes it. She speaks up about it. At the beginning of the play, she's a woman who has no confidence in herself, doesn't think that she should be working in an office because she only went to the eighth grade.
And you include some beautiful music of songs that I remember singing and hearing at all the protests in the 60s.
Yes, songs that I remember, and a lot of freedom songs, a lot of songs about freedom, about justice.
Certainly so many different issues are presented in this play, and it was quite an enjoyable evening. I'd like to thank you very much for presenting it, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have been speaking with Evelina Fernandez, screenwriter, actor, playwright, and associate artistic director of the Latino Theater Company. We'll be back in a moment with more Ecological Issues.
Environmental